Inflation rose 0.5% in January, its fastest pace in a year and a half. And the annual price rise of 3% was higher than expected. That's according to data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It marks the fourth straight month annual inflation has gone in the wrong direction. President Donald Trump blamed the inflation rise on his predecessor, posting to Truth Social. It's the last consumer price report measuring inflation from when Biden was in office. Trump ran on lowering food prices and even touted it as the reason for his victory. I won on groceries. It's a very simple word, groceries. I won an election based on that. We're going to bring those prices way down, Trump said. Egg prices are soaring due to shortages. In January alone, more than 19 million egg-laying hens were affected by the bird flu. Egg prices rose 15% since December. That's the biggest increase since June 2015. Food as a whole is up 2.5% on the year. When you look at the price of eggs these days, I noticed that Waffle House just instituted a new 50-cent per egg surcharge due to the nationwide rise in the cost of eggs. They said that's going to be a new surcharge, and other restaurants are following suit, Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen said. Another costly category is car insurance, up nearly 12% on the year. While the shelter index is still up 4.4% on the year, that's the lowest annual increase in about 2 years, showing much-needed signs of cooling. Housing accounts for about a third of the inflation index. Speaking of housing, this report does little to indicate mortgage rates may come down soon. The 3% annual rise in inflation means the Federal Reserve is only moving further away from its 2% goal. When inflation was coming down the second half of last year, the central bank lowered its benchmark interest rate by 100 basis points over 3 cuts. And this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he's in no hurry for more. We're in a pretty good place with this economy. We want to make more progress on inflation, and we think our policy rate is in a good place. And we're not. We don't see any reason to be in a hurry to reduce it further, Powell said. The next morning, Trump took to Truth Social to repeat his calls for more cuts. Interest rates should be lowered, something which would go hand in hand with upcoming tariffs. Let's rock and roll, America, Trump said in the post. Despite the president's adamant calls for rate cuts, probability markets see a 97% chance rates will remain static during the Fed's next meeting in March. In fact, they don't predict a rate cut at this point until October or December.